Great to have you along. And our Youth Expression Showcase is a feature we really enjoy presenting and having the opportunity to do so allows us to present just a whole range of people from folks that have written essays and poems and hip-hop lyrics to people that are playing in orchestras and bands and other ensemble soloists as well. And today, it's a real pleasure. We have Gordon Neidinger with us. He's 14. He's from Ben Avon. He'll be backed by Charlie Rapoport, who's here as well. And we'll get to know him a little bit better, Gordon, throughout the next half hour. But right now, I'm going to turn it over to him as we welcome Gordon Neidinger. That's beautifully done, Gordon. I think was that Blackberry Blossom?
That was Blackberry Blossom.
Oh, I thought that was. Not that it wasn't recognizable. I was trying to make sure that my memory was right. When did you start playing?
About like 3.5, 4 years ago. I was 11, so I don't know. I'm just about to turn 15, so yeah, about four years.
Why the mandolin? What attracted you to it?
Well, before that, I played the guitar, and so I was in music stores, obviously, and I saw one in the music store, and I said, "What's that? That very strange instrument, you know? It's not your standard instrument unless you're in the bluegrass and stuff like that." So one thing led to another, and then I met Carol from the Pittsburgh Mandolin Orchestra, and she directed me to Charlie, and then things just went from there, and here I am now.
That's great. And I know that store was Acoustic Music Works, at least I think, right?
Well, that's the big store in Pittsburgh, but yeah. I actually, my guitar teacher worked at another store. But.
Right. And are your lessons
at
Acoustic
yes.
Music Works? I thought so. And you sound just great. Now, did you know bluegrass music at all 3 years ago when you saw the mandolin?
Not really.
So you realized that not only were you picking a new instrument, but you were not that bluegrass is the only, certainly it's not the only genre that uses a mandolin, but you sort of entered a new genre of music when you picked mandolin.
Yeah, you know, the guitar was more jazz and rock and stuff like that, but the mandolin does so much. Bluegrass is the main thing in America, but we'll be playing some gypsy tunes and some Ukrainian stuff and a whole bunch of stuff.
That's great. Well, we'll talk a little bit more. Gordon Neidinger is here, and what's the next song you'd like to play?
The next song is the National Dance of Hungary. No, no, not Hungary. Ukraine. We're doing that, the Hungary one, too. But this is the Ukrainian national dance, Hopok. This is not a well-known version, because Hopok is like, calling it Hopok is like calling any waltz just waltz. So it's pretty generic. But this is a national dance tune. This is not a well-known version, but it's pretty cool, so we'll get to playing that.
Great. Once again, here's Gordon Nodinker. Gordon Nodinger and Charlie Rapoport with a Ukrainian dance song, and that was fun to listen to. There's more I want to chat about a little bit, but let's hear another song first. What would you like to do next?
All right, this next one will be Gypsy Basso. Basso is a fast tune. It means fast tune. It's obviously Gypsy, normally played by gypsies that are in Russia, but are not Russian themselves, if you follow that. The gypsies are originally from India, and their language is similar to Sanskrit and stuff like that, but obviously they've gotten all the way into Europe and everything, so anyway, this will be the Gypsy Basso. I can't really think of anything else to say about it.
Oh.
It speaks for itself.
Yeah. Terrific. Once again, Charlie Rapoport and Gordon Nodinger. that's Gordon Neidinger, beautifully done. And I'm curious, do you have a favorite style? You've just demonstrated three, you know, very different styles of playing.
I don't know. It just, you know, music is so great in general that having a favorite seems kind of against the whole thing, you know. Variety, I mean, this whole thing is very various, I guess you'd say. But I do like the Eastern European and Russian gypsy, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to hear you play. Now, you're playing with the Mandolin Orchestra, right?
Yes, the Pittsburgh Mandolin Orchestra.
And are you playing with any other ensembles?
No, not necessarily. There are some small groups in the orchestra that sometimes get together. You know, the players come from the different sections to play in small ensembles. But
I remember when that group started, and it's great to know it's still flourishing and here. Do you are there any well-known mandolin players that you admire or like to listen to?
There are a bunch of famous mandolinists, again, in all genres. Howard Fry does the gypsy stuff, and Carlo Onzo is the classical mandolinist. The mandolin was originally Italian, or at least was taken and made into a whole separate thing by the Italians, so he's fabulous. Then there's Chris Teeley, who does bluegrass and this stuff called newgrass, which is sort of, well, new bluegrass, hence the name.
He's with Nickel Creek.
Yes, he's with Nickel Creek.
And really, Chris is a little bit older than you are, but he really came to fame, not much older than you are compared to Charlie and me, at least. But Chris came to fame, I think, when he was about your age, at least nationally, really took the world by storm with Nickel Creek when was 14 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think you'd like Sam Bush, maybe Tim O'Brien.
I haven't heard much of Tim O'Brien, but Sam Bush, I was just listening to him yesterday. So,
yeah, he's quite a player. And Tim's a great songwriter. One thing that Tim does, he plays the bouzouki as well as the mandolin.
Like Chris?
Pardon?
Like Chris.
Yeah, exactly. And he's a neat guy. Originally from Wheeling and now out in Colorado. What is the reaction, people your own age, you know, you've picked somewhat of an unusual instrument. do they get it? Or do you end up ever, are there folks your own age to play with?
There are a few in the orchestra. There's Meredith Hudock, who says she's played on this radio before.
Yes, she has.
That's nice. There are a few others, but not many young musicians that are around. I play occasionally at a not occasionally. I play every Tuesday night at the Starlight Bluegrass Jam. But again, there are not really any young people there. There's Derek, but he's a bit older.
Yeah, and not that you know, when I was your age, I was about the only person my age hanging around inside the radio station doing things, so it's not unusual, but I was just kind of curious. What kind of music do you like to listen to in addition or outside of, you know, what you're playing today? Are there other kinds of music you like?
Mostly anything acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said before, music is so great that anything is pleasing to listen to.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way, too. Are there other things you're interested in? There certainly are. What are they? I mean, do you have any, have you thought about career or anything?
Not really, no. I ski every winter. But that's not really all that serious, you know, every weekend, but
that's
every
nice.
Week. So. But other than that, it's mostly music for me.
Well, that's terrific. Well, we have time for at least three more, if not more than that, maybe four, because some of these songs are relatively short compared to others. What would you like to play next?
All right. Tardos. Okay. Then this one will be, I said it before, the Hungarian National Folk Dance.
Oh, I was looking forward to this because I think I know this, so it is.
Tardos.
Yeah.
Although this is a version by Vittorio Monti, who is a who was an Italian composer, so it's sort of a classical take on the folk dance.
Great. Well, once again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, public radio originating from Pittsburgh, and today we have Gordon Neidinger from Ben Avon, backed by instructor Charlie Rapoport. That was just terrific. You must have some pretty strong calluses worked up to play those high notes the way that you do. Let me take just a minute to let you know that you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP-FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, and live and on demand at slbradio.org. Chilly today, tomorrow, also tonight, high today, upper 30s. Low tonight, lower 30s. High tomorrow in the mid-40s. Cloudy all weekend, a 50% chance of rain today, 40% tonight. None in the forecast for tomorrow. Currently 34 in Clarion and Grove City. 37 in Washington, a balmy 40 in New Concord, and 36 in Indiana, and at our studios in historic Allegheny Square. We probably have time, I think, for just one more, if that's okay. I had given you, I think, a projection of two before, but I don't want to mess you up, depending on what. We probably have time for two short ones or one ordinary one. It's so, I hope, will you come back sometime?
Certainly.
It's really, you're really a gifted musician. It's just, it's terrific to have you here. And watching you and Charlie play is a lot of fun too, because how long has he been your instructor?
For about 3 years.
Yeah, I can tell you guys have a really great relationship. Charlie, we can swing that mic over. Is there anything, the one that, Gordon has been talking in. We can just swing that over. Is there anything you would like to say? Gordon strikes me as somebody who's pretty humble about his abilities.
Well, for a talented young man, he is very humble, and we're very lucky to have our association together, all of which comes about as a result of perhaps the Pittsburgh Mandolin Orchestra. We're very proud of that. It's been in existence a little over 6 years, and we've grown to about 40 members.
That's terrific.
And we're open to anybody. It's a community orchestra. We're open to anybody who plays any of the mandolin instruments, which including guitar and bass. And as long as they can read music a little bit, then they're more than welcome. We rehearse on Monday nights, and we'd like to invite people. You can find us on the internet, Pittsburgh Mandolin Orchestra, PittsburghMandolinSociety.org.
Great. Is Robert Hamp still playing?
No, he's not. He's a neighbor of mine, but he's not playing with us anymore. Yeah. We'd like to get him back, though.
We'll have to work on him. I know he was one of the first members, at least I remember.
Right,
he was one of the people.
From the very beginning.
And I wanted to ask you, too, Charlie, I think you're playing a sort of a larger ukulele?
It's a tenor guitar.
But there's four strings?
Four strings, yeah.
I've never seen an instrument like that before, and I've sure seen my share of... guitar. So how are the strings tuned?
They're tuned an octave lower than the mandolin in fifths, in intervals of five notes, E, A, D, G, from high to low. And it's a very versatile instrument. It's not a perfect replacement for the six-string guitar, but it can do some things that the six-string can't do.
Yeah, I guess that you have a bass, as some people would call a bass guitar, and that this is a tenor. Is that a common instrument? I have not seen many of these.
It was actually derived in the early 1920s for tenor banjo players to be able to switch to playing guitar with very little effort. And then it virtually disappeared until the mid-70s, or I should say the late 60s. They were used in the Kingston Trio. Nick Reynolds played the tenor guitar, and then... rebirth in Texas fiddle music. Texas fiddling, yeah. It's the instrument of choice for accompaniment in Texas fiddle music now.
Well, I'm glad I asked you. Thanks. Can you just pluck the four notes? Just
sure. Unfortunately, I have a capo on.
Oh, that's okay, but just for people. Nice tone, a beautiful tone. Thanks. Well, let's turn the mic back over to Gordon Neidiger for one last song. I really... thank you for being here today. It's been a pleasure, and I hope you'll come back sometime.
Yes.
What would you like to close up with?
All right. Well, we decided that it would be wrong to not play a tune by Bill Monroe.
Oh, yeah, that would, yes.
If you're going to play the mandolin, you have to play at least one tune from Bill Monroe. So This is Jerusalem Ridge. Kenny Baker is, I believe he played fiddle with, Jerusalem, Bill Monroe. He wrote the second part of this, the higher part. It is more of a fiddle tune, I think, personally. It sounds better, but it works on the mandolin, definitely.
Great. Well, thank you for being here with us today. Again, Gordon Neidiger.